Good afternoon and welcome to Focus. I'm Steph Glazer, and our guest is Dr. Maryam Begpour, a new OBGYN at St. Genevieve County Memorial Hospital. She's practicing primarily at the Women's Wellness Services at the Bloomsdale Medical Center. Welcome, Dr. Begpour.
Thank you so much. Thank you for having me.
Why don't you tell our listeners a little bit about yourself? You're originally from Iran, is that right?
Yes, that's correct. I grew up in Iran, in Tehran. I went to medical school there, and about 6 years ago, I came to the United States as a research assistant. I worked at Duke University in North Carolina, and the past 4 years I've been doing, I was doing residency in Chicago.
At Mount Sinai Hospital, is that correct? That's a big hospital.
Yes. Yes, that's correct.
How does it feel to be working at a smaller, much smaller facility?
It has a lot of advantages because it's a smaller community. It's easier to make positive changes, bring in new ideas. You get to know your patients much better. That's part of the reason I wanted to move away from the city and go to a rural critical care hospital. The main part of joy of OBGYN is to get to know your patients and establish care with them, because you get to take care of them when they're a teenager, when they become pregnant, when they're going through menopause. You can build long-term relationships, and that's more achievable in smaller areas like St. Genevieve.
Yeah, you can follow a patient through the whole spectrum of life, can't you?
Yes, exactly. Yeah.
Now, do you have a primary focus on any one aspect of obstetrics, or do you enjoy it all?
I enjoy all parts of it. That's part of the reason I decided not to do a fellowship, because I like both obstetrics and gynecology. I like to take care of patients in the clinic as well as doing surgeries. So I would say all of it.
What do you think set you on a path to be a physician, and in particular obstetrics and gynecology?
To become a physician, that part of the story is not very glorious. It was my mom's wishes for me to become a physician. It was part of empowering me as a woman who was growing up in Iran. So I basically studied medicine because of my mother. But for obstetrics and gynecology, when I started working in my country, we have to work, do a mandatory service in rural areas for 2 years. And when I was working for as a general practitioner there, which is similar to a family physician, I just learned that I really like to take care of women and try to address all of their issues, try to provide support for them. So that kind of got me interested in obstetrics and gynecology, because that's basically providing primary care in all aspects to women.
Yeah, well, that's very interesting. You had mentioned that you had your residency at Mount Sinai Hospital in Chicago, and we always see TV shows of how grueling residencies are for physicians. Is it really that bad?
It is grueling for everywhere. It doesn't even matter which country you are, which residency program you are. It's mainly because you have 4 years to learn everything. So that's part of the reason why it's so difficult. So many sleepless nights. You have to work in very fast-paced environments. But at the end of the day, it pays, because you have 4 years to learn everything. So it's better to do as much as you can during those 4 years.
So now you can rest, right?
No. Getting to know a new environment, getting to practice independently, those are a little challenging at first. So no resting yet.
I understand.
Next year.
I understand. Has COVID given you any different perspective on medicine?
It mainly just emphasized how important physicians are, how important science is. To me, it just should attract attention from politicians, from people, how much medicine is important. I think so. That was the main thing for me. I was like, they should know it affects every aspect of their life, from economy to politics. Their health is so important, and physicians play such a big, physicians and nurses and all the medical staff play such an important role in that. So that was my take from COVID. And I hope people kind of, I hope it attracted people's attention to that too.
Oh, yeah. You know, with, I think all of us have learned that if you don't have your health, you don't have much.
Yes, especially science. I think how COVID vaccination came in and saved lives of so many people. I hope people start to have a little more trust in science.
Oh, yes, absolutely. So do you have a family here in the States?
I have a brother who is living in Boston.
In Boston, okay.
Yes.
And when you're not seeing patients, what do you like to do? Do you have any free time to do anything fun?
If I have free time, I would like to watch movies or go for a bike ride.
Oh, well, you have plenty of space to do that around here, don't you?
Yes, yes. It's a beautiful area for bike riding.
Absolutely. Had you heard anything about St. Genevieve or the surrounding area before you came here?
No, but when I was looking for rural health clinics to work in, part of my criteria was that it has a beautiful environment, like at least for nature-wise.
Ah.
And the recruiter that actually introduced St. Genevieve to me started by talking about the fact that it's a national park, how beautiful the area is. And I got to learn about the Han National Forest and those things. Which really attracted my attention.
Oh, yeah. There's a lot to learn about St. Genevieve, as I'm sure you'll find out in the coming months and years. So,
And of course, the historic buildings, which are really beautiful.
Yes, yes, indeed. And I certainly commend your English. My goodness, a second language.
I hope your audience can understand my accent.
Oh,
no,
it's fine.
I've only been in the U.S. for 6 years so far.
Oh, it's very fine, very fine. Is there anything else you'd like to tell our listeners about yourself before we wrap this up?
Nope, that's all. I'm really happy that I'm here, and I hope I can provide excellent service to patients.
Oh, no doubt you will. People can schedule an appointment with you by calling the Women's Wellness Services at the Bloomsdale Medical Center, and that number is 573-483-2727. I thank you so much for being our guest today, Dr. Maryam Begpour at the Women's Wellness Services in Bloomsdale. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you so much for having me.